Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Isti'idhan and the etiquettes. Isti'idhan is to seek permission before entering any private space. We explained before entering a person's house, before entering a person's room, within the house also. Or a person is, for example, in i'tikaf, he's got that private space, that cubicle of his. Before entering in there, a person seeks permission. Person needs to go into someone's office, the door is closed. Before he enters, he should seek permission that, may I enter? So here we explain the beauty of Islam, the beauty of deen, is that a person just doesn't barge into someone's private space, he seeks permission. And after seeking permission, then he greets the person. He greets the person, he makes salam to him. Or the other way of doing it is make salam first, then seek permission to enter. But the person is giving salam, he's seeking permission, he's entering like that. So the person that's inside that private enclosure, private space, that home, or that office, or wherever it is, and that person also is at ease, that somebody won't just barge in and come in. And this creates so much of ease, this creates so much of comfort in his mind, within the home, within that private area, that nobody will just come in, so he's got that peace of mind. The person that is also going in is showing that level of akhlaq, that level of refinement, that I respect your space also. I won't just invade your space without seeking your permission. What a nice psychological benefit it creates for the whole society when people are at ease with one another. Even in these matters of simply entering a place, a person is seeking permission. And then also in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we did, is how many times you seek permission. We were told that 3 times maximum. Day after a person should return, he shouldn't continue seeking permission. Perhaps the people are busy, they're unable to attend. So this also is shown to us in this chapter of seeking permission. Today we got the last 2 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam under this chapter. And Rabi' ibn Hirash radiyallahu anhu qal haddathana rajulun min bani amirin annahu ista'dhana ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa huwa fi baytin faqala a'aliju faqala rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam li khadimihi ukhruj ila hadha fa'allimhu al-isti'dhan faqul lahu qul assalamu alaykum adkhul فسمعه الرجل فقال السلام عليكم أدخل فأذن له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فدخل روى ربيع بن حراش. Ribi' ibn Hirash narrates that a man came from Banu Amir and he related to us that he sought permission to meet Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم when he was at home. The man asked, may I enter? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to his assistant, go out to that person and teach him the etiquette of seeking permission. Tell him, peace be upon you, may I enter. In other words, tell him that he must make salam, and then he must seek permission. He shouldn't just come there, may I enter. He must come, say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and then he should say, may I enter. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to teach him etiquette in such a beautiful way. Didn't reprimand him, didn't shout him, didn't scold him from inside. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam send an assistant, go and tell him, teach him, how he should make salam, how he should ask for permission before entering. The man heard this and he said, peace be upon you. The man heard this and he said, peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum wa adkhul. Peace be upon you, may I enter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grant him permission and he entered. This was from amongst the beautiful way and the supervision and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, practical demonstration. So send someone, showed him how to do it. This person practiced it immediately. And thereafter he entered. The last hadith. An Kildat ibn Hanbal radiyallahu anhu qal ataytu an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fa dakhaltu alayhi wa lam usallim fa qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam irji' fa qul assalamu alaykum wa adkhul. Rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasanun. Kildat ibn Hanbal radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and entered without offering salam to him. He said to me, return and say, peace be upon you, may I enter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, immediately he corrected him in such a beautiful, such a nice way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he came and he didn't ask permission to enter. He came into Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he just said, may I enter, without saying salam. So in other words, he came, he didn't say salam, may I enter. Again, very similar to the previous hadith. Here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself taught him that this is what you must do. Say salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And then, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say assalamu alaykum, a adkhul, may I enter. And thereafter he entered. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically demonstrated. One thing we learn from these ahadith is the effect of using practical demonstration to teach someone something. We find that in the Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala had sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to practically demonstrate salah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically demonstrated salah to us. When it comes to wudu, you'll find many, many ahadith where sahaba would practically demonstrate to their students how to make wudu. So like that, when it comes to dini matters, to practically demonstrate to the youngsters, etc., is something that is very, very good. It's something that we should do. In these ahadith, we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demonstrated. He sent one person first, and the second hadith, he himself demonstrated to him how a person should make salam and how he should enter. And then we were told before in the previous hadith that salam is three times. One is when seeking permission to enter, one is whilst entering a person makes salam, and the third is when a person is leaving. All three times we should ensure that we make salam. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.